Hi, Jim. Thanks for doing this today. Just first of all, your reaction to being back in the rink with your full team on the ice for the first time in a few months here.
Well, it's really exciting for me and for our group, you know, to get back out on the ice. And it's been a lot of work to get to this point. And, you know, that we have to follow a lot of rules and the protocols and stuff. But I'm just excited that the guys are back out there. And I thought, you know, the first day they were skating well and they look good.
I'll ask this question. I'm sure you probably can't answer it, but Michael Ferlin not available today.
Yeah, so you guys are going to have to get used to this not fit to play policy that the league and Players Association agreed upon. And we can't give the reasons why, but he wasn't fit to be out there today.
And last one for me, there was a report last week that your club has explored trading Brock Besser. Just your reaction to that.
Yeah, that's not true. It's somebody made that up. We haven't had any sort of conversations internally about that. And I've had zero conversations with other teams about moving Brock Besser. He's one of our good young players. You know, we were excited when we got a chance to draft him. He's been a big part of our team here as we, you know, as we move forward. We look to him to be a core piece. He's a guy that can shoot the puck and score. So I don't know where this stuff comes from, but there's no truth to it.
Thank you. Next up, we'll have Thomas Grants.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Thomas.
I just want to touch on the a couple of the things that have opened up for your club as a result of the MOU today. Let's start with the Jack Rathbone window and then move on to second contracts for Hughes and Pettersson. Can you give us updates on both of those situations?
So Jack Rathbone is still an NCAA player. You know, he'll have to decide with his family advisor and his family, you know, what he wants to do moving forward. If he wants to turn pro, then, you know, we'll talk to him and interact with him and get a contract done with him. But till he decides to do that, you know, there's not much I can say on him. And on Q's and PD, I have no comment on any of that right now. We have, you know, I'm excited to get back playing today. You know, the guys look good. We want to finish this season strong, and you know, we want to have a good showing in the playoffs. I believe in this group, and then, you know, we got some unrestricted guys that, you know, that I want to try to talk to here as we, you know, when we're done the season. But Quinn and Petey have, you know, they have a contract for another year, so I'm not going to worry about them right now.
And Jim, just one more from me. At some point today, or if you haven't done it so already, you guys will have to submit your traveling list for the bubble. Do you plan on going there? And is there any detail you can share about what your traveling party will consist of as your club moves into phase four?
Yeah, I'm going to be part of the 52 names we're going to submit. And, you know, looking forward to getting in there and getting going. You know, play Minnesota here, and you know, I thought they finished off real strong, and we're going to have to be at our best. But it's nice to see our team healthy. I just was watching practice, and you know, very rarely do we see, for the most part, we have all our players out there. So it's nice to see our group healthy, and I'm looking forward to, you know, the series against Minnesota.
And just the last one from me, Jim. You know, do you have a sense, as you guys prepare to play meaningful games even later in the season than you'd perhaps expected? Do you have a sense, is there like a why not us when you think about some of the sort of makeup that your club has going into this 24-team format?
Sorry, you broke up there for it. Can you say it again? I missed you, Thomas.
As you gauge your club's chances in a 24-team format, do you have a sense of why not us? Like, do you think there are sort of reasons to believe that you guys can maybe outperform expectations here? And if so, what are they?
Well, I think, you know, we haven't really been healthy the whole season. And so now, you know, for the most part, we're going to be missing Josh Levo, but Furley will be back here at some point. And, you know, I think we're going to head into this playoff series healthy. I like the makeup of our group, like from our young skilled players to, you know, we got a good mix of some players that can shoot the puck and got skill on their top two lines. And our third and fourth line guys are, we got some hardworking character guys that can kill penalties and add to our group. So I like the overall mix of our group, and I'm excited, you know, to see them play here through training camp, and excited to get started in that series against Minnesota.
Thanks, Jim.
Great. Thanks. Next, we'll go to Ben Kuzma.
Hey, Jim. You said a couple of things there. One thing about Ferland, I know in talking to you and Travis recently, Ferland's very intriguing from a perspective of perhaps being a wild card in the postseason. You just sort of said that you kind of expect them back soon. I know you can't comment too much, but is there a reason for alarm here in terms of why he's unfit to play?
No. Okay. I would say no to that. I can't add anything more to that, but we're following some protocols that have been outlined by the league, but he'll be back here. He's been skating. He feels good. But you know, it's more safety than anything else. So, but when he gets back, you know, outside of Josh, we'll have our full group.
Safety would seem to indicate that, you know, one thing that you guys don't have to divulge, Jim, is that maybe a positive test. I know that would lead us to speculation here, but if you're telling us there's a chance he's going to be coming back soon, I guess we will have to speculate on that, I would imagine.
Yeah, our like the verbiage that the NHL and the Players Association agreed upon is, not fit to play, and I'm not going to expand on that.
What makes you have such a strong stance and those rumors that were flying around on the weekend, Jim, about you're supposedly interested in possibly exploring a Brock Besser trade? I know he's still a young player. He's under contract. He's been through a few things. Why do you feel so adamantly strong that he's a part of your future?
Well, because it's hard to find guys that can shoot the puck and score like he can. You can find other pieces as you rebuild your team, but guys that are natural goal scorers, and, you know, I don't know, like, we've been happy with him since we drafted him, since we signed him, since he's played, you know, pro for us. He's been a good player, so I don't know where this stuff comes from, but I have no intention of trading Brock Besser.
Does it bother you a little bit from the sense that when people speculate like that, if you're going to get rid of a top six forward, how are you supposed to magically replace a top six forward? I think that's what had some of us wondering, you know, scratching our heads a bit.
Yeah, well, I was scratching my head too, because there's no basis. I haven't had one conversation with, you know, anybody else in the league concerning that. So, like I said before, I don't know where this stuff comes from.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. Next up, we have Ian McIntyre.
Hey, Jim. Are you still in the three-day window where you can sign Jack Rathbone and it counts as a year against him, or is that window closed?
No, the window officially starts on Monday and ends on Wednesday. So I guess, you know, it opened up today and it goes through Wednesday. So we have time.
Okay. So are you, I know you didn't want to say much about it, but are you optimistic? Do you think you've established a relationship the club has with Rathbone?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, between Ryan Johnson and Chris Higgins, like, they've, you know, worked with Jack and developed a relationship with him. You know, we've talked to Jack, but ultimately that's going to be a decision that he and his family make, and we'll support whatever decision he makes. Now, if he decides he wants to stay another year in school, then, you know, we'll try to get him signed after next year. But if he phones us up and tells us that he's ready to turn pro, then we'll work with him to get him signed and we can get him in here.
The last one, I know that you guys just signed Will Lockwood this offseason, and he had the option to wait you out and become a free agent. Are you concerned at all with Jack Rathbone, given the level of interest there is from other teams in him, that if you don't get him signed now and he decides to go back to school for another year, he might exercise that option for himself and you lose him next summer?
Well, that's an option that he has. That's why I think, you know, what we try to do when we draft these players, we establish a relationship with them through, you know, our people that are out in the field. And so when they do decide to turn pro, like, we'll talk to, you know, him and his family, and we'll give him, you know, the kind of the breakdown of where we think he fits in our group moving forward. And ultimately it's going to be, you know, if he plays one more year of school, that'll be up to him to decide. Now, you know, I hope that, you know, we've done a good job with our interactions with the players, and, you know, they understand, and the young players that we have right now in the system and the rebuilding that we've done, that they're going to be part of a group that we think is going to be real successful going forward, that they want to be part of our organization. So, you know, this is something that, you know, that's important to us, and we talk about it. And, you know, right when we draft these players, that we start working with them and developing them and getting them ready to be Vancouver Canucks at some point.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
Next up, Carol Schramm.
In some ways, I feel like this morning must have felt very familiar, like you're picking up where you left off in March, just with a slightly healthier roster. But I feel like from where you were sitting and being masked up and socially distanced from the rest of your staff, how do you communicate together while the practices are going on? And how did it feel familiar, or did it feel weird today?
I felt different. And I think, you know, that's what we talk about, you know, as a group, things aren't going to be like per se normal, like they're going to be a little bit different. And we feel like the teams that can, you know, can react to, you know, things that come up and, you know, just go out there and keep working hard and competing, that, you know, can get through the differences that are going to happen along the way. And it's no different with us in hockey ops. Like, you know, there's going to be some things that happen that, you know, we're going to have to step back and figure out, and it's not going to be normal, but, you know, that's the way we've been living the last 4 months, and I don't think it's going to change, you know, going forward.
Great. And one of the unusual advantages, I guess, that this summer camp is offering is a chance for you to get a look at your Black Aces and see what they can do. Is there anybody that you're particularly excited to get a chance to watch through training camp over the next while?
Well, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for those players that are in that group, because, you know, as we, you know, integrate those guys with our NHL team, and, you know, whether it's through some scrimmages or whatever, that it'll be good experience for them. And, you know, we really didn't get a chance to do development camp this summer. So I look at that as, you know, part of their experience of development camp and, you know, and continuing to get better and moving forward as players.
Great. Thanks so much.
Next up, we have Jim Morris.
I'm just wondering, how confident are you with some of the other leagues that are going on? Am I good? With some of the other leagues that are going on are having trouble. Major League Soccer is having trouble. And NBA is having trouble. How confident are you this whole tournament is going to work at Edmonton?
Well, I, you know, like, we're like everybody else. We're, you know, we got strict protocols that we're trying to follow. You know, there's guidelines and rules that the players have to get used to. And, you know, they've been patient in you know, instituting those rules and guidelines that have been laid out in front of them. And, you know, and it's going to be like with all the people around the team too. So I think that if we're, you know, we're diligent and, you know, in following the rules and regulations, that, you know, we'll be able to get into the bubble. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, we don't have problems once we get into the bubble, and that we'll be able to play the games and finish this year out and, you know, get to the playoffs. So, you know, the NHL, the league, and the PA has worked really hard to set up all these protocols with the doctors, and you know, we've gone over it with our players. Our doctors have gone over it with our players and to educate our players. So I'm confident that, you know, we can pull this off, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see once we get there and how it works, you know, and see if we're going to have problems or not.
Thank you. I just have one quick question. Sven Barche made the decision not to participate in this camp. Your thoughts on a player making that decision for whatever reason?
Well, we respect Sven's decision. You know, each player has their own concerns and worries and, you know, makes decisions based on their particular circumstance. And, you know, Sven didn't feel comfortable, so we support him 100%. And, you know, and the times and what's going on right now, like, it is what it is. But, you know, like I said, we respect and support him.
Thank you very much.
Next, we have Josh Clipperton.
Hey, Jim, thanks for doing this. Sorry if you already were asked this. You're going to be in the bubble, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so for you, like, how hard is that going to be? I know the players can have families after the second round if you guys go on a run, but there won't be family for front office staff as far as I'm aware. And also, you know, a lot of people that would have helped you along the way with this organization won't be in the building if, you know, something special happens. How have you thought about that and how tough that could be?
Well, you know, like in this, like, we have to make, you know, sacrifices in, you know, this whole thing. Like I said, things, you know, aren't normal, and there's going to be things that come up. Now, we can exchange people in the 52-person bubble. You know, they'll have to quarantine once they come into the bubble, but we can make changes. And, you know, it's, you know, like we, you know, I've sat down with all the people that, you know, aren't going to be coming with us to Edmonton and just explained to them, you know, why we made the decisions that we made. And everybody's been understanding of it. And, you know, we want the team to do well, and we want the players to be looked after, and, you know, the safety measures and stuff. So we've made decisions based on those things.
And just in your experience watching hockey, I mean, AHL, the first round is five games. Is there anything you can take away from that and how a five-game series is a different animal? I know Travis obviously has experience with five-game series as a coach, but just what he could be in for and the difference between the two?
Well, I don't know really what to expect because, you know, the players have been off for, like, once we get back up and going again, it's been 5 months since they played a game. So I know we got one exhibition game scheduled. But I think it's going to be the teams that, you know, can have good training camps and to come out and play with structure and discipline, you know, in that first round that are going to end up having success. And I know in Travis's planning for this and for training camp, like, that's something that he's going to be concentrating on. We know Minnesota's a well-coached team that, you know, they play with good structure. So, you know, we're going to, you know, do prepare and get ready for, you know, a five-game series. And we're going to, you know, play every game hard. We're going to compete our hardest and work. And, you know, there'll be times when, you know, things get uncomfortable. We might get down in a game or we might get down in the series, but we're going to have to just keep working and fighting our way through it. And, you know, hopefully things turn out okay for us.
Great. Thanks for doing this.
Next, we have Jay Janauer.
Jim, good afternoon. There's been so much time between the last game that you played and when you'll play your next one. I would have to think that you guys have done a lot of brainstorming just to how this playoffs, this tournament's going to shake down and how quickly you have to get up and running. I know you just talked about structure during a five-game series, but What is your mindset, you know, and Travis's in regards to the team that you'll ice and the style that you want to play? Because you'd have to think with a tournament this short and coming up so quick that you'd want a young, youthful, fast, talented, skilled team, which kind of fits your bill.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, we talked about, you know, like the one thing that Travis has tough training camps, and our teams always seem to come out of the gate and get off to good starts. And, you know, this is going to have to be no different. Like if we, you know, when we get playing these games against many, we're going to have to be at our best right off the hop, because if we're not, and you get down in games and down in the series, it's going to be hard to come back. So, you know, we're going to, you know, we're going to be ready. We're going to be prepared. Travis has had a lot of time to think about and watch, you know, the opponent that we're playing and break them down and, you know, simplify things to our players. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be how we play and how we perform. And I know talking to our players, they're excited about this opportunity. You know, it's not every day that you get a chance to play in a series to make the playoffs. And then, you know, when you make the playoffs, anything can happen. So I like the mix of our team. Like I've said, I think we have a good combination of young, youthful exuberance and some veteran guys that, you know, have been through the wars before that can help our young players. So I'm looking forward to playing the games and see how we end up doing in the end.
Jim, there's always the argument about experience, and, you know, you really need the experience to win a Stanley Cup. But when you look at your roster, your MVP has been Jacob Markstrom. He's been great for you the last 2 years. You got a young, rested Quinn Hughes. You got Brock Besser, who looked really good on the ice this morning. You've got Bo Horvat. I mean, I could keep on going on and on. Do we put too much into the whole experience thing, Stanley Cup playoffs? And maybe could that be different with this style of playoff compared to years past, because we've never seen this before?
Well, I think, yeah, but I think you're right. It's going to be like a tournament style almost, where, you know, once we get going, we're going to be playing every second night here. So it's, you know, it's going to be, I like the depth of our team. Like, I feel like we have five lines of guys that can step in and play and help contribute to winning. I like, you know, the players that we've called up that are black aces, you know, have some experience playing in the league. And so if they're called upon, I think they can step in and do a good job for us. So, you know, I think this is something where, you know, and with, who knows, like with sickness and stuff, if we get a couple guys out, I feel like we can put guys in, and, you know, depending on which players are out, I think we can, you know, be competitive. And so I'm looking forward to it. And I like our group. I like the team we've put together. I like the depth, and we'll see where we end up.
Jim, last question for me. And it's one more of, you know, human interest more so than anything. The fact that we're still very much in a pandemic. What do you say to the naysayers that we shouldn't have professional sports, that hockey should be the last thing that should be going on right now? I mean, professional sports is still a business, but it also provides us entertainment. Where do you sit on that? What would you say to the naysayers?
Well, I think the safety protocols that, you know, that everybody's taking to make sure that it's safe for the players, it's safe for the people that are around the team that are involved. You know, that's first and foremost the most important thing for everybody involved in, you know, getting back to play. And, you know, I'm not a big soccer fan, but I watch soccer now every night, you know, these live games, the tournament, because I'm interested to see what it looks like and, you know, how they're going to pull it off. And I think, you know, people, you know, sports give people a diversion, and it's been a tough, like, 4 months with everything that's been going on with this COVID-19. And I think it'll be an opportunity for, you know, for people to get their minds off of everyday life and give them a bit of a diversion.